Hey, this is Henry Rollins. I was in a band in the 80s that everybody says they like, but they don't actually listen to. I'm a vegan, man. Can you handle this? Brace yourself, because I'm about to beat you down with my basic bitch political opinions stated with a determined intensity. You won't be able to handle my conventional majority views stated monotonously over some bland hardcore guitar riffs. See, I'm a punk rocker, but I'm old now, old and wise. Being older means I'm smarter, even though none of my positions have changed since I was an edgy teenager. Can you deal with that, America? I think masculinity is dumb. That's why I make tough guy faces and lift weights and stuff. I'll kick your ass if you like masculinity. I regularly donate to the Southern Poverty Law Center. I really hate Southern poverty. Hopefully we can wipe it out one day. See, I'm a white guy, but I can't stand white guys. This is a brave, bold statement I shouldn't be making. I might lose friends and social capital for saying it. Sorry if that burst your bubble, honky, but that's just how it's gonna be. Homosexuality is natural and normal. Someone has to tell you this, America, and it might as well be me. I can handle the shitstorm that'll follow. I have all those muscles and stuff. So I can afford to declare wholehearted support for the revolutionary policies and cultural mores that have been altered, top-down, by our elite ruling class. Sorry. You may not have heard this perspective before, so I'm gonna lay it out in simple terms. Sodomy feels good, and you should try it. Things that feel good are always good, and there's no reason not to do things that feel good. There sure as hell isn't any reason to tell people not to do things that feel good, let alone prevent them from doing things that feel good, even if it gives them AIDS. Conformity is like death. It's rigor mortis for your soul, and that's why I'm a nonconformist who fully supports every state-supported cultural change that has taken place in the last 30 years. I plan on continuing to push the envelope and fight in the safe space the ruling elites have formed for me within their global power structure. They don't stand a chance. 'Cause guess what? I'm a 53-year-old white man, and I'm single, and I'm not a father. I'm living the dream, and when I die, I'll leave not a trace. Gone forever. Are you man enough to go extinct? Heh, didn't think so, loser. Have fun fighting against your genocide, you fragile weaklings.